Stuart Sternberg, owner of the Tampa Bay Rays, is considering moving the team because he says playing at Tropicana Field is not sustainable in the long term. Sternberg has said he won't consider a new stadium location in Pinellas if he isn't also allowed to look in Hillsborough. But Mayor Bill Foster said that's not going to happen.
You have an obligation to our taxpayers to put a baseball team on the field through 2027. Right now it's 2012. So that's the biggest term. And the fact that, and I always use marriage analogies, and yes, we're married, you don't get a weekend pass to look at the greener grass that could be anywhere else. No, we are committed. Now, we're committed in the partnership, and I want to be the best husband, the best wife, the best partner. I want to be all of that to the Tampa Bay Rays. We have a proactive plan. It's not a secret, but we have a proactive plan that talks about marketing.
At an event with Hillsborough and Pinellas Young Democrats on Tuesday night, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn said he can flirt with the Rays, but he can't consummate the deal. But in the event there is a split between the baseball team and St. Petersburg, Buckhorn said the best place for a Rays stadium is in downtown Tampa.
People say, why don't you put it where Ray J is? Well, think about the economic impact of Raymond James Stadium. Except for Chili's and Mons Venus, nothing goes on. I mean, there's no hotels, there's no retail, there's no commercial development, there's no residential. It just doesn't happen. You put that downtown stadium in the urban core, somewhere between Ybor City and downtown Tampa. All of a sudden, Ybor is connected to Tampa now. Now Channel Side works. You've got 80 games a year, 20,000 fans a game. You have changed the dynamic of downtown Tampa. The Riverwalk all of a sudden comes alive.
The city considered turning the Al Lang Stadium site into a waterfront stadium back in 2008, but a referendum to build it was indefinitely postponed. Suncoast Tiger Bay member Barry Wilkinson said the idea of giving up a stadium with air conditioning for one without doesn't make any sense.
It's a little bit frustrating to watch the drill that they went through to plan and pretend that they're going to build an open-air stadium in the old Al Lang Stadium when I've been to the stadium in the summertime. I mean, it's incredibly uncomfortable. It's not an outdoor venue. The teams in Miami don't go to their games outdoors. I don't know why they think they'd go here.
Rays leaders have said they don't think the downtown St. Pete area can foster the kind of attendance they need. They have considered possible other Pinellas sites around the Gateway area. Foster and Sternberg had a sit-down meeting last week, but were unable to come to an agreement. Unless something changes, the Rays will stay in St. Pete this season. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.